prayers for the first responders still on search and rescue. This will be ongoing. Some of the areas that they have to try to get to are going to be difficult. And so pray for them and the folks who have been, you know, just devastated by this absolutely horrendous storm, Helene. A Cat 4 when she hit land, 140-mile-an-hour winds. This happened in the Big Bend area, 10 miles west-southwest of Perry, right there at the mouth of the Ocilla River. So this is an area that is still very natural. There's kind of like a marshy, salt marshy, a lot of that. It's very low-lying. But there are people that live in these areas, and this is going to be tough going to get to those who did not heed the evacuation warnings. That's not the only area, but that's an area that we know clearly that was hit devastatingly hard. Lots of power outages, not only just in the state of Florida, but all the way going up through Georgia, Atlanta. I know they had at least one death there. I think two in Georgia total so far. Unfortunately, I have a terrible feeling that those numbers are going to go up. And But let's talk to a local law enforcement leader. Let's talk to our sheriff, Emery Ganey. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Bob and Greg, good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
All things considered, we're doing very, very well. We're under the power of a generator right now, but we're able to do our broadcast. Tell me what law enforcement is like when you have such a loss of power and down trees all around your county.
Well, Bob, all night long, our deputies have been out cutting trees off of roads, clearing roads so that citizens can get by, in particular our emergency vehicles and our power crews this morning just out there. We know, based off the most recent report, there's about 73,000 customers without power in Alachua County. About 45,000 of those are GRU customers that's there. Dozens and dozens of trees that are down. We had a little over 800 calls of service over the night from residents. Again, most of those with obstructions and traffic obstructions and hazardous conditions.
Have we had any serious injuries, or if you can even say if we lost anybody in the storm?
No reported deaths as of now. Obviously, there are some areas we have not gotten to, and as people wake up this morning and quite a number of folks, quite a number of our employees, could not get out of their driveways to get to work. And we know that's the case with all the other citizens. So things still can change. But as of this point, no reported deaths in Alachua County.
But what's the message that you want to give to the citizens of Alachua County moving forward?
Well, still, this is very hazardous conditions out there. Trees will definitely still come down. We've heard those reports from our deputies this morning. So not only those that fell overnight, with some that's been blown down or unstable, leaves are coming down. So still treat these particular roadways as they're hazardous, quite frankly. There's power lines that's down in a number of cases. There's trees on power lines in a number of cases. We know the power crews are out. I passed several dozen this morning as I was coming in. So still treat this as a very hazardous situation. One of the other things, because so much power is out, a lot of our traffic signals are out.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed folks flying through those when they're out. They're supposed to treat those as a four-way stop sign. I witnessed folks not doing that this morning, and that's hazardous as folks is coming from all four directions.
Yeah, and if everybody assumes the right of way, bad things happen. We don't want that. Treat it like a four-way stop. Really stop and look, and even attempt to communicate with the other drivers of what your intentions are. Everybody's got to work together under these circumstances. So do you have any word on when the traffic lights, we can expect those things to come back on?
Well, we don't have any indefinite. We know that the crews are out. Quite a number were staged where our local power companies had brought in additional crews, several from out of state. We know that they were staged here in Alachua County. As mentioned, they're out. But they're trying to assess the extent of the damage yet. And then they'll start bringing lines back on and the neighborhoods back on and infrastructures. Obviously, things like hospitals and medical facilities take first priority. That's out there, but we know that they're working. We're in communication with them. Again, another reason for folks to try to stay off the roadways, allow that heavy equipment to get in to the necessary areas to restore that power grid.
Yeah, I saw Lachlan County deputies out very, very early, 4 a.m. hour, coming in from the Melrose Keystone area, and they were, you know, parked to where you could see that maybe some of the roadway was not blocked per se, although there was one area that was. FDOT was already out there with law enforcement blocking it off and clearing up the road, and that was at that early hour. So, tip of the hat to all the folks in law enforcement and all of our FDOT workers and all first responders. We appreciate what they're doing.
Unequivocally, yeah. It's just an extended law enforcement. You're absolutely right, Bob. Fire rescue crews are out there. Public works crews are out there. And those other crews that came in from out of town. So, yeah, please, allow them to do the work. Thank them when you get the opportunity to do so. You know, I also had an opportunity this morning to talk to quite a number of our surrounding sheriffs, particularly those on the West Coast who got coastline. They've got communities they've yet to get to. Some reports of, particularly in the Steady Key area, from talking to Sheriff McCallum, where houses may have been up to 10, 11 foot underwater. So obviously, pray for those particular communities and the citizens of those communities as they try to assess the nature, the extent of the damage in their particular community.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're going to get some sad news on out of a lot of those areas, but hopefully we'll have some miraculous stories that we can share with everybody. Sheriff, always a pleasure. Thanks for communicating with us, and please stay safe.
Thank you, and you all, too.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
Greg Cassidy is here as well. I'm Bob Rose. And morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So, as far as you know, still without power at your home in Gainesville.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at so much of Gainesville, it is still in the dark, if you will, even though we hit daybreak. And that's why we still keep stressing those intersections. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Sheriff Emery Ganey reiterated that as well. He's seeing people that are not treating intersections as a four-way stop. That's the last thing you want to do with enough on your mind and issues and homestead to take care of and all that to be, to be in a wreck is not that you don't want that.
No.
So let's take extra time, extra precautions, slow it all down, because this isn't life as usual or as normal. So we need to, take that into account.
Well, it probably won't be for a few days. I mean,
absolutely.
It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be in the dark for a few days, but a lot of folks will be. We see that every hurricane.
Gosh, there's a lot of people that live in the dark every day. But enough about the upcoming election. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
See what you did. You deserve this.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'll be here as long as the generator has fuel in it.
Yeah.
Or 10 a.m., whichever comes first.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
We're in pretty good shape in our area of Keystone. We lost power for a little bit overnight. The power was on when I got up in the 3 o'clock hour.
Must be nice.
So I think we're good to go.
Can I say something?
No, I'd rather you not.
No, but really, no, I insist.
No, are you going to talk about your favorite boss's wife?
Yes, she's amazing.
Wow!
Is this the best carrot cake you've ever had in your life? Seriously,
it's in the top two.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Not my Betsy.
Right.
My other Betsy, she made a homemade one for her husband, Jim, on his 60th birthday.
Right. It's on par.
From scratch.
This is amazing.
And I believe this is, too. And I would say they're tied for the best ever. And I love carrot cake anyway, so I've sampled it around the world, pretty much.
Just had to say something nice about something good that we've experienced.
Thank you, Mindy.
You're
awesome.
That
was very thoughtful.
We like Mindy.
And how you put up with your husband, that's a whole nother show,
saint.
But you are
saint.
A candidate for sainthood. I don't think you can be a saint before you pass, right?
In her case, I think we do.
We can do an early one?
Absolutely.
Canonization?
Yes.
Is there such a word as canonization?
It is now.
Because that could be a fort, too.
Yeah.
Canons. I remember the canonization of the fort in St. Augustine when I was around almost 500 years ago. Can you tell? Like, the day starts to wear on you.
Well, I've had about 2 hours of sleep, I think, overall last night. The generator and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I didn't do too bad. I did miss a little bit of football action. Dallas beat the Giants 20-15. But you can see I am so in the moment wearing my Tiger spring jersey shirt.
I see that. Yeah.
Well, I saw something from my old buddy Jerry Murphy. He's the kid that I skipped school with in seventh grade and took the bus downtown Detroit for opening day.
That's funny.
Which we paid a heavy price for.
I bet you did.
But it's a memory that'll live forever. And so, yeah, I saw him. He like texted out or whatever, Tigers in the playoff. Playoffs, first time in 10 years. Well, technically, they're not there yet. They beat the Rays, so they need to win two out of three games against the White Sox. But they play at home in Detroit, and if they can do that, yes, it'll be the first time in the playoffs. 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a drought.
That's a drought and a half.
Tampa Bay, Bucks playing the Eagles Sunday in Tampa. That's always a big game and a big matchup there as well. We are going to talk to Senator Rick Scott coming up in a little bit. You know, I know he's got a homestead on the beach there in Naples. We'll ask him about that. But much more importantly, we'll ask him about the process or the timeline when it comes to FEMA declared disaster, stuff like that, and what people can expect in terms of help moving forward at the federal level. And there are going to be some folks that are going to unfortunately need some help because this came. Helene crashed into the Florida coast as a Cat 4, 140 mile an hour winds. Storm surge, I know Cedar Key, according to a Tampa Bay television station, they were saying 9.3 feet surge. 9.3 feet. That covers everything. That is craziness. So we're just beginning the process. Search and rescue still going on. The daylight today, they'll be able to tell a lot of things, and hopefully there'll be some miraculous type tales of where some folks survive. Because it's not going to be all good news, unfortunately. I don't think. But we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We'll hook up with them. Oh, yeah, I'd mentioned this early. There's a coffee shop that is saying no tipping. In other words, it's not even allowed. So you don't feel any sense of pressure. So people are like, yeah, I'm paying enough already. But a latte will run you about $7. And yeah. Greg said that's not bad. It's like within the margin of kind of business as usual.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, all you rich people that enjoy that fancy stuff, good for you. Yeah. I got the Folgers. Folgers heavy duty.
Folgers what?
Comes in a giant steel drum, so I only pay like $1.59 a pound for it.
Folgers medium is what I do at home.
It's mostly stems and sticks, just like the weed I used to get in high school.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Now you can talk about it now. It's practically recreational.
Just about.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to have more people on talking about the amendments, but the one about recreational marijuana, which one is that? 3, I think. And, I haven't actually read it word for word how it's outlined, but my understanding is it really is advantageous to maybe like one or two billionaire type companies that are going to come in and pretty much they'll pretty much own it. They'll own the market in Florida. So if you're thinking good jobs and mom and pop opportunities, you might not even want to enter that into the equation and think about the downside of all that. And who was it? Was it the ag commissioner that said something like, you can already smell it now pretty much everywhere you go?
Yeah.
Imagine what it'll be like then.
Oh, I know.
The Ticket.
I stand before you.
From the RNC.
Only by the grace of Almighty God.
To the DNC.
It is my great honor.
To your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
Have Joe's endorsement.
On the sky, every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the election station.
Economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Here for you now.
Thanks, Scott.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Joining us right now, Senator Rick Scott. Good morning, sir. This is not our first rodeo. You're a Florida guy. I know you've got property in Naples. I guess, first of all, what's your overview on what just occurred with Helene and this Cat 4 craziness?
Well, number one, a lot more water along the coast than people anticipated. I've talked to everybody from Naples all the way up to Apalachicola, and there's just way more water. I know I've talked to most of the sheriffs. They did a lot of rescue. Hundreds of people were rescued last night. But there's still a lot of homes to go to hopefully not find any more people injured or passed away. All the rescue teams are heading to the coast to try to make sure everybody is safe. I know the utilities are working hard to get the power back on. The key right now is that get out of the way. Don't let these rescue teams go do their job. Get out of the way. Let the linemen. We've got 18,000 linemen came from outside the state coming in. Get out of the way. I see them. I'm headed to Pasco right now. I spent the night in Ocala last night to get out of the way. But get out of these linemen's way. Let them go do their job. Get the power back on. And then, as a person, be smart. If you're going to use a generator because you don't have power, it doesn't go inside your house. Number two is don't drive into standing water. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of water around. Number three is there's going to be a lot of down power lines, and don't touch them. And there's going to be the water. Our state is saturated right now. It has been. It's saturated. There's going to be trees continue to fall. Be careful. People survived the storm. Now you got to be smart. I talked to FEMA this morning. I've been talking to them every day. They're absolutely committed to make sure that federal resources, now the federal government doesn't have people. They contract with people. They work with the governor's office, and they do everything from individual assistance. If you lost your home, you don't have a place to live. There's a variety of loan programs. So I'm going to make sure they do their job to make sure that they're a partner. But it starts with you, then with our local governments, then with our state government, then finally with our federal government. I've got 9 offices in the state. Call us if you need something. Our team is experienced unfortunately, in hurricanes, and so we'll do everything we can to be helpful.
Yeah, it's going to be frightening for some of the people that are located in homesteads along that Big Bend area and a little bit south of there. That's where it's a long ways from the big highway and a lot of dirt roads and a lot of trees that are going to be down. So there's going to be folks having to cut their way through to get to some of these people who may still, unfortunately, be in and around their homes.
All around the Big Bend area, the amount of tree damage is unbelievable. So many of our roads, they're going to, I talked to somebody in Lafayette County. He was going on his own to start clearing up the road, a pretty major road in front of his property. He's got the resources to be able to do it. But that's what this is going to take. It's going to take all hands on deck to clean this up. I talked to the sheriff down in Pinellas. He says there is debris down in St. Pete Beach everywhere. We're going to keep everybody's got to work hard, and do everything we can to, keep everybody safe. My heart goes out to the damage people are experiencing. I just don't want anybody else to die.
When it comes to the federal government, is there a process? Does it have to be declared a disaster area to get additional federal funding? Is the FEMA stuff automatic? And I know you touched on that. How does that all work?
So there'll have to be a presidential declaration. I'm going to work with the governor's office and President Biden to make sure it happens as quickly as possible. And so it's, but yeah, there's a process. We're going to work hard to make sure it all happens.
Yeah, but in the meantime, there's a lot of folks that are coming to the rescue. A lot of folks are going to be helping to clear the way. Like you said, stay off the roads, let the linemen get to work. And so all of those things can fall into place. And, you know, anything else that you want to add, Senator? Because, I mean, a Cat 4 hitting that coast at 140 miles an hour, I'd almost be afraid to see what some of the damage looks like.
Yeah, I've been talking to the sheriffs, and they're talking about how much damage. But there's still a lot of assessments. Like I was talking to Bob McCollum, Sheriff in Levy. He says they rescued, I think, something like 60 people just in Yankee Town, and they were heading over to Cedar Key. And, you know, Cedar Key has gotten just creamed lately. And then they had the fire recently right on that main street. So it's the panhandle is just, I mean, the Big Bend area has just gotten so much damage with these, with Debbie and Adalia, the fire at Cedar Key and all these things. And so, you just, your heart goes out to these people. You just, and you know, it's a person. We always have to remember this is somebody's lifelong dream, that, you know, their house or their business. And so we got to do everything we can to help each other.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I can tell you about that whole area up and down the coast. Good, hardworking people, you know, yep, that love America, and they will work together, and we'll get strong together.
Yeah, we will. So, thanks for what you do to help educate people, and hopefully people heeded, you know, yours and others' warning, so we won't have any more loss of life.
Let's hope. Let's pray. Senator Rick Scott, thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. I was pretty much sure that's how it worked, to get a declaration of disaster, you know, and Biden's got to okay that. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. And look, and a lot of these people are, you know, hey, I can pull up my own bootstraps, but there's going to be a lot of issues related to this that just can't be handled by insurance companies or individuals. Mm-hmm. You're talking about some infrastructure. If you have huge, all these trees down, there's a real good chance you've got a lot of power poles that might be down as well.
Well, just debris alone to get in so you can start the rebuild.
Oh, my
That's got to go somewhere. So,
yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
Well, hopefully they can recycle some of it, use for firewood.
There you go, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not all completely wasted anyway. But, yeah, we hope that people heeded the warnings for the most part. And if there are some people that are still stuck, you know,
well, you mentioned
help for miracles.
Sheriff McCollum, 60 rescues in one, you know, one area. It's like, my goodness. And we were talking about it off the air. It's easy to go, well, you know, I got really no place to go. It's expensive. Don't really have the money for a hotel. I've got my dogs, whatever. But boy, at what point, you got to think through that. What is it really worth if you end up losing your life? Or again, we don't like to lose our home, our business, our things, but at the end of the day, they're things.
Well, the so-called experts are going to get really mad when I say this, but I'm going to say it.
Go for it.
Because intelligent people who have lived here for a long time, they know that these things can be extremely dangerous, mm-hmm. but they also know that a lot of these, in many, many cases, have been overhyped.
Yes.
So what you have is, I've ridden out 5 serious hurricanes and came out without a scratch.
What's one more?
Man. Oh, yeah, 20-foot surge? No, that's crazy. It'll never be that. Well, it doesn't take that, obviously, to create devastation.
Right.
And if you go, and I said this the other day. I said, yeah, they're saying maybe up to 20 feet. But Cedar Key had over 9 feet.
Yeah.
And I said, even if it's half of that 20, even if it's half, it is not a place where you would want to be, and not a place where a lot of people might survive. So, yeah, how do you find that fine line where, you know, you try to give the best information that you can, as accurate as you can, and you're not trying to scare people out of their places. I'm sure that technique works with some.
Sure.
But for others, when you overhype something, they're going to have the opposite. It's going to have the opposite effect.
Well, when you talk about storm surge, I think some people, if they've never experienced it, they think of like, oh, it's that big wall of water. It came in and it splashed and it's gone. No, it's not this. It's this continuous, called a surge for a reason. It's not just one big wave that came through. Oh, no.
It's one big wave that keeps coming. It's like a tsunami, but it's not a hill. It's a plateau.
Right. And I think people get, even if they maybe think they know better, They envision it wrong and don't realize the damage it's going to do.
Again, we have been so blessed and fortunate through the years, for the most part, having very limited loss of life.
Right.
And, you know, they get better with, where they think the hurricanes are going, how powerful they're going to be, so people can take action.
They were pretty good on this one, don't you think? I mean,
very much so.
Percentage-wise?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was
a lot of it, right?
It felt to me like they were overhyping a little. And then all of a sudden, everything changed. And when they said the possibility of a Cat 4, that made the hair on my neck stand up. And I said, whoa, all bets are off. This is going to be devastation.
Right.
And as the senator said, the surge, the amount of water, just unbelievable. And I'm through the next few days, you're gonna see either online or through television, you're gonna see a lot of pictures, photographs, and videos of just unbelievable. So all we can do, we try to get the word out, we try to we want people to be responsible and smart, and err on the side of caution.
And that even carries into, again, what we've been pounding on all morning long. Pardon me, it's the lack of sleep here. It's not over yet, in the sense that the storm is gone, but the debris is still there. Power lines are still down. Power is still out. Traffic signals still don't work. There's a lot of things that need to be taken care of, but there's a lot of ways that you can hurt yourself if you don't use a little common sense, follow the advice of the experts, and just, again, try to stay home. Odds are your office is not open today anyway.
Well, there's a lot of people that have been hunkered down already.
Yes.
And so what happens is you get this cabin fever. The weather is going to lighten up. It's going to be really nice today. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to get out there and do a bunch of stuff. That's fine. But slow down and be thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Be thoughtful in everything that you do. Don't go through your day like, oh, yeah, I pick up this and I do that and that.
Right.
Because you're going to pick up what you thought was a branch.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a snake.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned earlier the critters. They
look for higher ground, too.
They do, too. They don't like it. So you're going to have gators where there's not usually gators, and we don't like snakes.
No.
They're good from a distance.
No. This weekend, this will be major cleanup time. The search and rescue is still going on now.
Right.
And look, you had search and rescue going all up and down the coast, the Tampa Bay area. They rescued a ton of people.
Yeah.
And further north, more and more. But what I reiterated with the senator, he knows his state. He was the governor of this state. That Big Bend area, I'm telling you, there it's dirt roads in many cases, kind of off the highway that go for miles to get to someone's house.
Wow.
And all of that in between is wooded. Now, not all of it is huge, tall oak trees.
Right.
There's a lot of scrubby pine type stuff. But blow scrubby pine at 120 miles an hour and see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. And we're all going to be asked to help in one way, shape, or form. So, let's do what we can for our common citizens, our friends, our brothers, our sisters.
You hit on a couple hours ago, too, neighbors, especially if you've got some senior citizen neighbors. Maybe they're an individual by themselves, and maybe you just don't hear from them. But maybe they've got some needs going on. Again, you mentioned the dehydration is a huge issue, especially with seniors.
Yep, and a lot of them that are mobile, are going to be out and about because they got to keep the lawn.
They want to
keep that lawn perfect.
That's right.
And so that's kind of their...
They are.
Well, and it keeps them moving, keeps them active. So it's not a bad thing, but everybody needs to take it just a notch slower today.
Yeah.
A little less Adderall, a little more Xanax. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Well, I think that was your
self
your
that,
voice.
That could have been my self-medicating voice.
Was that a note you were reading to yourself? Or
I'm not an internist, but I do have an internal doctor that lives inside me.
Well, my practice and be good for you.
All right,
and you didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, did you?
And your thing is you don't have quite enough gas to go too much with your generator. So
that'll be my stress.
You got to find a station that's open, and there are some that are open.
Right.
I would kind of search and then find one if you need fuel.
Yep.
Before you just start heading out driving around, because that's going to go against everything we just said. Just don't be out there unless you have to.
And we have to follow our own advice.
Kennedy.
Biden-Harris administration is now approving U.S. citizenship requests at the fastest rate in a decade.
3 weekdays.
Oh, maybe they'll just go to Minnesota, get a license. Maybe they'll even be able to vote.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. And look, we're going to ask for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, because even right here on the heels of a Cat 4, you know, landing on our shoreline, and a lot of devastation, a lot of people with power out, and, you know, we hope the loss of life is limited, but, you know, there might be some unpretty things. So, well, let's kind of really have an attitude of gratitude. You know, most of us, you know, made it through, and it could have been worse. So think about the positives. Think about your family members. I don't know, you know, it makes me smile. I just had a you know, grandbaby, my first one, little Thomas now. That was about a month or so ago. And,
yeah.
And so still good feelings based, you know, on that. And we're alive. We're on this side of the grass. So, you know, just in that alone, we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot of things to make us smile. We fared well out in Keystone.
Right.
Lost power for a little bit overnight, but the power was back on by the time I had to go to work. In the 3 o'clock hour, it was on. I was able to make it to work safely, and we were able to get the generator working,
yes.
So we're able to broadcast and share information.
We were concerned
with everybody along the morning. So, you know, there's a lot to smile about. If you've got something, call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental.
Well, it's kind of nice even yesterday when you think about it, because, you know, we, in times of stress and disaster, you know, kind of you think about the people that mean a lot to you, that are important to you. And it was really nice yesterday to start getting texts and emails and messenger notes from folks back in St. Louis and family around the country going, hey, we see what's happening in Florida. Are you guys in the line? Or when it was getting closer and it did look like we were going to get a line of some wind and stuff coming right up through Ocala, through Gainesville. Just kind of nice to know that people are thinking about you, that they're paying attention. It's like, you know, that's something we need to slow down and think about our friends and take advantage of those friendships.
Yeah, really. If there was a code word for today, it would be slow down.
Yes.
Slow down with a sense of thoughtfulness, gratitude, take in the world around you, because it could be anything challenging from no stoplight to no power to your neighbors needing help. Slow down, take a look around, and do what you can. And maybe you can make other people smile.
Trending right now on This Sky.
My dear friend and our next president was nearly assassinated again.
We have to be brave. This is an offense that should merit a life in prison.
As it happens.
Israel was behind the pager attack targeting Hezbollah.
The news station.
Charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking.
We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
The Federal Reserve rate cut 50 basis points, 0.5%.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. China lost its most advanced nuclear sub when it sank in a naval yard earlier this year. It suggests maybe the communist country is in a little too deep and trying to move a little too fast to build a navy to rival America's maritime might. The Chinese military, of course, kept quiet about the incident while touting its maritime superiority, and then everyone found out. So, yeah. One less smoking gun from the commie country of China. That is your smoking gun. And the smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Do the best you can to have a great, safe weekend. We're all going to pitch in. We're going to help each other out. We're going to get past this Helene nightmare that many are suffering through. And we'll be back with you Monday morning, 6 a.m., giving you all the news and information that you need. All right, take care. See ya.